today is actually for the Buddhism for the beginners, you think? Yeah, so beginners. So maybe now, last time we are having some class for the basic Buddhism. For that, maybe we have a sixth session. Maybe I think we'll be finished or what? Finished? Isn't it finished? But now I will summarize all the points. Okay, last time. Yeah. So summarize points. Okay. Now the generally last time, the generally the Buddhism which you look at for the Buddhism, very simple way, few points you have to understand the Buddhism. That mainly the 6 points. That the 6 points, that the basic points, that how we have to take the refuge for the 3 jewels, and how we can set up the altar. Then the second point is that you have to understand how we have to practice the compassions and the benefits of the compassion. Third point, generally the Four Noble Truths. When the Buddha was giving the book teaching, he talks first about the Four Noble Truths. Then we have to understand the basics of the emptiness. Then we have to understand the karma. Now these are the basic points of the Buddhism, yeah. Okay, so these are the main points. Okay, Buddhism main points. So generally now when you look at the Buddhism, so if you know, you can also listen in the my talks and the deepkar.com on the website. Generally now as you look at the Buddhism, as I talk at these points, now the first thing is that when you enter into Buddhism, first you have to start with the refuge. That is when you're taking the refuge of Buddha, Dhamma and the Sangha. So religion is generally something like that. When you're taking the refuge, it means that you want to take the faith or generally devote on the Buddhas and follow his advice with the right company. That means a Sangha. So that's the most important thing, is the way for the Buddhism for the beginners. What's most important thing is that you have to know the little bit of the Buddha's quality, Dharma's, the benefit, Sankhas, definitions. Sankhas, okay? So that's the thing, okay? So now the Buddha's wins are something, the person who has eliminated all of his negative emotions and the negative quality, that's in the Buddha. So from the Buddhism point of view, every human has that potential to become the Buddha, okay? For the Buddha, when the Buddha's teaching, the Dharma is something, Buddha's the Dharma is the teaching way. He was talked about the people, how we can live the healing. So also the Buddha's teaching is a one, we can say it's a way of the living. Okay? So the Buddha's Dharma is just, generally if you look at the Buddha's Dharma, they have the many different categories. But mainly the Buddha's Dharma is a practice that teaches us that how we can change ourselves, how we can tame our mind, how we can improve ourselves to the better human. That's the main of the Buddha's teaching. So that's why you can say that the Buddha's Dharma is some of the teaching as teaches how to live. So that also can be considered as the way of the living. Yeah, so this is teaching. So today maybe there might be some newcomers, so I thought to just summarize the few points. So that's why when you talk more about the Dharma, is the changing the yourself. The changing the yourself, there are many different labels of the changing the yourself. The first label is the changing the yourself as a more less of the negative emotions, the better human. That is the one type of the changing. The one type of the changing is that right now we are the person who have not the uninvited. When we change from the non-enlightened to the holy, the enlightened person, that is a one big change. That's also for the Buddhism's house. And that will also Buddhism helps. So that's why Buddhism generally, so that's why now the Sangha is a something like the person who practices that is Buddhism, with the Dharma is a problem, that is Sangha. Sangha doesn't mean monks and nuns. One time, I think first time in the Vietnam, when I come to one small girl, asked her the one question. She told me that she can take a refuge to the Buddha, she can take a refuge to the Dharma. She could not take the refuge to the Sangha because she sees the many monks and nuns who are not having the good, the qualities. Then I told you, you are getting total wrong meaning of the Sangha. Sangha doesn't mean the monks and nuns. It means that the person who practices the Buddhism very rightly, who follows the Buddhist teaching very rightly, that is Sangha. Even if it's not a nun, even if it's not a monk. So that's why the Sangha doesn't mean that or something like that. Even the, so that's why they're one of the my old days. Generally, they become the monks and nuns. You can be 1 or 2 hours that you can become a nun, but you cannot become a Sangha in 1 or 2 1 hours. Tibetan way of the one saying, my father used to say that the person who do not want to do the any worldly works who feel lazy to do the worldly works, they always feel that to become the Dharma practitioners is very simple. Very simple, they can do it. When you have to become the real Dharma practitioner, even you don't get the time to the sleep. That's why the Dharma practitioner Sangha is the monks and nuns different. Okay, Sangha is a real Dharma practitioner. So monks and nuns is just becoming 1 or 2 hours later following the ritual of the changing the clothes. That's not a big thing. The big thing is to become the Sangha is a very big thing. So that's why the Sangha, okay. When you take the refuge to the Sangha, that means that now you are taking the refuge to the person who really practices the Dharma very properly. That's the Sangha, okay. Okay, but generally, now the one thing is that when you become in the Buddhist practice, it means that now you have to change into yourself. If you change it, then you can change it, more changes, at least you have achieved the enlightenment. That is the final goal of the practice of Buddhism, okay? So, that is okay. So that's it. Generally, then the second thing is that Buddhism generally, when the way of believing, sometimes the base is a human mind. So there's a lot of the questions concerning human. And mainly the question is, why this happens? Why it's not happening? This is something, always these questions are very common questions into the human's minds. So that's why the God theory started. Because they feel that it's happening because of the God created. It's not happening because of the God don't want it. The God theory starts. But the Buddhism is a totally different, and the Buddhism said it's not something the God who decided. The karma is the playing the role. So God theory and God idea just came the much, much earlier than the Buddha. The Buddha is the first person that he said that what is happening is not happening. Man believes in it. We shall the Buddha because of its own the karma. Yeah. So that's why. Now the happening is in the life, there is so many things that happens. Sometimes it happens the wanted things, sometimes life is the unwanted things, so many things that happens in our life. In that situation, that challenges that how we have to deal with it. That's also the one of the idea of which the karma system give out a lot of the answers. In our life, everyone wants the good thing. No one wants a bad thing happens in their life. But in the reality, it won't be like that. Bad thing can always happen. Very funny, no? Very funny. Just recently, just 2-3 minutes past, I just got one message asking the one very young boy. He's not that old. He's, I think, maybe 10 years younger than me. Very healthy one boy. He just received a message. He's now in the ICU in the surgery. He's doing the surgery right now, asking me for the prayer. Just a few minutes back, I got a message in the mobile. So life is something like that. It can happen, anything. So there's always questions comes in our mind. Why is happening and why is not happening? So that's why the karma and this thing will give us a lot of the answers for these questions. So something like that. So that's why. So that's why these all sometimes the why it's happening, so why it's not happening, so many things question. The karma is something like that. So when you do the good karmas, so you will get a good result. When you do the bad karma, you will get a bad result. But we are getting the bad result, maybe definitely we might do some bad things in our past life. So when we are getting the good things in our life, definitely we have to do something good things in our past life. So that is the what we are having. So these all the karmas, sometimes these answers sometimes gives a lot of the psychological relief. Just saying things happen according to the karma, not according to the wish. So according to the karma, not according to the wish. We wish every good things may happen, but it won't happen. So then generally, okay, there are challenges. There will be the always something that will happen. So that happens, but the how we have to do. Then the wrong things happens, but when the wrong things are happening, how we have to deal with it. 21st century master and 21st century student, everyone is be okay. The student is busy, yeah. Everyone is hungry. But the good thing is that still we can make it. That's a very good thing. That's a great thing. So yeah, when the wrong things happens in our life, for that's what we have to do. Generally, there are a lot of the wrong things, a lot of the negative things happens in our life. So, but still, there are so many things we can change from the inside. The changing from the inside can that changing from the inside, so it can make a big difference. So that's why the Buddhism another is a teacher how we can change from the inside. When we look at the challenges, when we look at the externals, lot of the difficulties. That's also the one point. So the Buddhism also talks.
So that is the one thing. So Buddhism generally deals with it. So how we look at the challenges, how we look at the difficulties. In modern terms, they always talk about the self-confidence, self-confidence and confidence. Buddhism is not just exactly talking about the self-confidence. Buddhism is changing the perspective. When you're changing the perspective, self-confidence and the whatever, what we call the modern terms, everything will become. Sometimes the mind is very strong, sometimes the mind will lose all of the strength. Sometimes the mind will reach that some of the minds are very depressed, very frustrating states. That time sometimes we need a very right advices. That is the word of Buddha. Buddha's always teaching gives. Just few days back, I got the one mail. Actually, the mail was sent by the one prisoner. When I was giving talk in the prisoner, so I think the prisoner was released from the prison. And he told me that when he had a very difficult time in the prison, and when the teachings helped him a lot. So now he's asking me to give him the guidance, the how do he have to live. So like that, no? So like a prisoner, when he was a prisoner, very difficult state in their life. So sometimes the minds get very upset, very depressed. So this time there's something we need the advices. Not only in the prison, sometimes in the real life, sometimes there's some issues make us very depressed, very upset. So that time how we can think, how we can gain the mental state, how we can gain the more in the peace. That is one of the Buddhism always keeps trying to be that. So that's why Buddha talks of Four Noble Truths. There is a suffering. So that's why there is a cause of suffering. So when there is a cause of suffering, that's why there is also a path to eliminate that cause of the suffering. That's why you can get out of the suffering. This is it. So that's why it's a message. It comes to what we have to do. We have to lead a very strong. To get a very strong to challenge with the cause of the suffering, then we can live happily. There is a suffering, so there is a cause of the suffering. There is a cause of suffering, so we have that can eliminate, there is a way to eliminate the cause of suffering, so that's why we can get over the suffering. So this is the Four Noble Truths. So literally, from the literature terms, on the Buddhism term, there is a the truth of suffering, truth of cause of suffering, truth of the path of suffering, and truth of the cessation of the suffering. Okay, that's what comes the Four Noble Truth. That is the one Buddha, when he was invited, he was the first teaching comes in the Four Noble Truth. Now that is the one of the conclusion of the he's of the whole of the so many years practice, he come to that conclusion, the Four Noble Truth. Now I think this is Buddha was talking the 2500 years back. Now in this, now the modern time, I think they should be the 5-2, not the 4-noble truth. 5-2 is a truth of the no time to practice. Everyone is busy, even in the temples, the monks and nuns, they are busy with the Facebook, they are busy with the internet. Others are being the busy with the do to become the lazy. Busy, yeah. Is also you are busy to become the lazy. This is the 5-2, no time. Because of the busy with the so many other activities. In the reality, these all activities, what will become busy. Actually, you can manage it, but the people could not manage the time properly. The time you are investing in the very wrong time. So that's why really it's so many people, they don't have the time. You know? But what I mean, the no time means actually that you have a lot of time to do the waste, but a lot of time to do the good things. You have a lot of time to the waste, a lot of time to the waste, but you don't have a time to do the good practice or good things. So this is now the fifth truth, yeah, I feel, yeah. So, yeah, generally, I think that what I feel is that generally, whenever the practice or the whatever, generally, whatever you do, I think you can get the time to think a little bit in the area of the Dhamma practice. Even when you cook the food, when you are making the tea, still you have the time to do the practice of Dhamma. Okay, so maybe that's okay. So that is another Four Noble Truths. So generally, all these are the basic Buddhism points. So generally, the karma, bad karma, can be purified. Good karma, you can accumulate. So there are a lot of reason to live happy in this life. In our life, there are the hundreds of the reasons to live happily. But we will see only those reasons which makes us the sad and unhappy. We cannot see those reasons which make us unhappy. That's one of the big point of the human.
Okay, thank you very much. So I will say the prayer. Okay, then
yeah, there's some of the newcomers that we just got a message and saying there's some newcomers. So I just give you some of the small birth introduction of the Buddhism. Okay. So maybe newcomers, if you can go for the website thegod.com. Also maybe you can read the books, generally my great books, called Live Strong and Happy. Thank you very much. Okay. See you soon. Thank you very much.